great second half. I suppose mixed it all with Twitter after we were down 4 or 5 at half time. And listen, the heads can drop very handy and after getting a bad first half. But we rectified things and got the boys up to speed. And listen, Warwickshire were very accurate. When they got a chance, they were very accurate between the post and they punished us. And they tagged on 9 points very quick. But listen, when we did get in top and we said if we get the lead, let's see how they react. But we pushed on when we did get the lead.
Well, they were physical in the first half too, so they were
very physical. They knew they were going to bring that. Suppose they're used to hurling down south a lot of them, you know, and they play at a different tempo and the ref let it go a lot. So listen, it took us, our boys used to get used to that, but more physicality. As I said, we weren't tested as they did as such a season, but we got a big test in the first 35 minutes. But listen, we had the work done on the training and the fitness was there to get us through the match.
Questions were answered, probably the biggest test of all of them this year. And you needed a couple of men at the start of the second half to step up. And your man, Declan Coulter, 4 unanswered points brought you level. And after that, there was only going to be one winner.
Yeah, and I suppose even the first half, when the chips were down, Declan tagged on a couple of scores and he really got the game to the scruff of the neck. And then the unlikely source of Gavin Brown, who, believe it or not, when we were doing shooting drills for goals, he might be winging back, but he's won the last 2 in training and he popped up and stuck one in the net. And I think that was a big turning point. He left our heads and we pushed on from Gavin's goal.
Took that goal very, very well, and Declan's goal as well. The two of them were top drawers of the work.
Roof of the net, like, and delighted for wee Gavin. And listen, we expected off Declan. He's well used to hitting the net under pressure and thingy. But young Gavin there joined the panel this year and put a big effort on. And listen, he got a big return today with a big shift of work and a very important goal, which turned the match, I think.
There's a lot of quality hurlers in there, so they're a good squad of players. And we've seen the players that came off in the second half. You've seen, right, you need a bit of experience now. Like Kevin Campbell and the McDermott coming in, just steady the ship and make sure you were going to see it out.
Exactly. I suppose we were waiting on to see what Warwickshire players were going to get tired legged or whatever, you know, and we waited on that and we put Kevin and end in. But we probably didn't deliver the ball on them as much as we would like to in the last 10 minutes, and they didn't get much feed. But listen, we have a great bench. Lee Henderson to come on there, and we Mark Callaghan, and Niall Cleary come on. Started the second half for Jamesy, who got a booking, so we decided to change that, and nailed a very solid second half. So we're very, very impressed with the second half we had.
I have to mention Jerry Gilmore, 2 sideline balls in the first half, and that last score that he took, you clapped your hands because it was right in front of you with a clever thinking, and then over the bar from the middle third. He's a seriously talented hurler. So
seriously talented hurler. I suppose the Warwickshire defender was coming at 100 mile an hour to close him down, and he just stepped inside with a slitter and let him slide by, as we say, and straight over the black spot, and actually scored 3 sideline cuts today, 2 in the first half, and one not very at the top level. You'll not see some man scoring 3. So listen, he's a big prospect, Jared. You know,
what does this mean to the squad?
Means everything. You know, I think they've done a big effort this year, and the questions asked at half time when the test come, were we able for it? You know, and I suppose it showed. They took a look around at one another, and we seen that Warwickshire were outnumbered and working harder. They did 2-3 shots around one Donegal man. That's something we didn't like happening as the background team. So we told them that they weren't working hard enough, and they were standing out waiting for some other man to do it. And they all put the shoulders away in the second half to get over the line for us.
What does this mean for County Hurling then? It's another big one, and you have to knock on from this now.
I suppose you're in Division 2B, and when you're in Division 2B, you want to be playing Christy Ring. And listen, it's, watching Kildare and London there, it's a big step up. But I think this group of players has shown that they compete in 2B and got 6 points at the table this year. So it's a big plus for us going into 2B next year and Christy Ring. So listen, I think these bunch of boys, if we all stay together, that they can compete in the Christy Ring. You know, maybe not won the competition, but push on and maybe get the semi-final spot in the top 4.
Listen, you lost out in 2006. That's all mixed up for it.
Mixed up for it. I suppose it's a sweet one as a manager. You know, and you had a bit of feeling driving on the day that you'd love to be playing, but it's enjoyable on the sideline, but sometimes in the first half it wasn't, you know, and you think about making decisions and the buck stops at me, like, and we just held tight in patience, and I suppose only change mid was James early, who was struggling a bit and got a booking, and listen, we stuck to our guns and we said we wanted the backroom team management, and the boys on the pitch pulled together and got us 4 or 5 points up, you know.